Welcome to the Goddard Report. Comments made on the Goddard Report and TalkDigitalNetwork.com are an expression of opinion only. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Sean Taylor. He's an independent candidate running for MLA in the riding of Boundary Similkameen. The BC election is being held this Saturday, October 19th. His website is SeanTaylor.ca. He's on Twitter /X at Sean_Taylor_MLA. On Facebook at SeanTaylorMLA. His YouTube channel is SeanTaylor17. Sean, welcome to the Goddard Report.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself and what's your background?
For the past 25 years, I've been a paramedic, a firefighter, 16 years as an emergency nurse, and I spent 2 decades as a reservist in the Canadian Armed Forces. I got involved politically in 2018. I joined the People's Party of Canada, and I ran in South Okanagan, West Kootenay in the last 2 federal elections.
What made you decide to run as an independent?
After getting involved at the federal level, I joined the BC Conservative Party in 2019, and we're trying to make changes and alert the public to things that were going on within government. The radical transformation that the Conservative Party's undergone in the last little bit, John Rustad asked me to run, and the changes that we've seen in the last year of the BC Conservative Party, a lot of the people that have been fighting the fight and articulating what's been actually going on have been removed and replaced with former Liberal candidates. And I was asked by several people to run as an independent. And there's actually quite a few of us for the first time since 1903. British Columbia is actually moving towards an independent model. So it's not going to happen overnight, but it's quite exciting watching watching all these independents stand up and talk about the issues that's going on.
Are the other candidates you're running against constrained by their parties and what they can say and do?
Very much, right? All the mainstream parties are whipped, and you have to toe the company line. It's been quite frustrating, actually. We haven't had an all-candidates forum here in this riding for the entire election. They've all been canceled. The other candidates aren't willing to participate. The closest we got was in Carameas. Rolly Russell, the incumbent NDP, he showed up, and the Green Party candidate, myself, the Conservative Party candidate, whose hometown it was, didn't show up. And they've been instructed not to engage publicly. They're just running on the brand, and it's quite frustrating. Not being able to have public debate about what's going on. They've squelched debate pretty well in this province.
How did all the candidate town hall debates go?
We haven't had any.
So why not?
that's a very good question. We had a tour down here a little while ago with Dr. Stephen Malthouse. He was giving a presentation on legislation that's been coming out of Victoria over the last few years. And I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to have an all-candidates debate. So invitations were sent out to everyone, and they didn't bother to show up. We were actually kicked out of one of our venues, and then afterwards we ended up holding it in a Legion, and the president of the Legion printed an apology letter in the local paper. Like, you're not allowed to talk about what's going on in your province these days, and the Chamber of Commerce in different areas, you know, they tried to put things on, but the candidates weren't responding to the requests. So we actually haven't had one in this riding. It's quite disappointing, because I think people deserve the opportunity to confront, you know, their sitting members, and as well as, you know, ask questions of people applying for the job. How are we going to ever fix the problems that exist in our province if we're unable to talk about them?
What do you feel are the main issues?
When you look at the legislation that's been coming out, there's been a gross erosion of personal sovereignty. Over the last 4 years, we've seen significantly increased government overreach in almost every aspect of our lives. I think this needs to be rolled back immediately. I think one of the biggest issues for most British Columbians right now is healthcare, and what we're seeing happen within healthcare is absolutely incredible, right? Like hospital closures, emergency departments, you know, closing regularly. Like, they post schedules. You can go online and find out which day your hospital, your emergency department in Oliver is going to be closed over the next month, right? Like, the critical staff shortages that have been exacerbated by these mandates held longer than any other jurisdiction in the world. And the consolidation of power, saying in June, they just, you know, amalgamated 12 colleges into two, and elimination of all elected healthcare members and replacing them all with government appointees, right? The this Bill 36, the new Health Professions Act, it's disincentivizing from healthcare workers coming to work in this province and causing many to flee, right? Your healthcare decisions should be based on discussions between you and your doctor, not what Tedros and the WHO tells Theresa Tam to tell Bonnie Henry to tell your doctor what to say, right? This top-down approach and consolidation of power is alarming. And, you know, I think these trends that we're seeing are just going to continue. I don't see this abating anytime soon, unless we start taking drastic measures to turn this ship around.
What do you plan to do for the riding of Boundaries to Milkameen if you're elected?
Well, I'm hoping to be able to work with other members of the Legislative Assembly to repeal Bill 36. We just had a fire scare here down there not that long ago. I think there's a lot of low-hanging fruit for fire mitigation strategies that would increase the fire safety in our local communities, and working with municipal governments and provincial to be able to implement these strategies and make communities safer. We look at discussion now starting to realize that this dumping massive amounts of opium on the streets is not working, and I hope to help expedite this these policies in being modified to actually help people and not enable destructive behavior. There's a lot of stuff to do, and I'm excited to get at it.
Now, there seems to me there's a distinct lack of engagement with so many elections now, where politicians feel it's their right to remain silent. How can you vote for people who don't want to appear in public and ask and answer questions?
I don't know, Jim. Yeah. There's a lot of things going on today in British Columbia that I'm afraid I can't speak intelligently about. The lack of awareness that is going on. Like, you look at the level of ridiculousness that we deal with. Like, we live in a jurisdiction where cocaine is legal, but raw milk will land you in jail. We live in a jurisdiction where, you know, apparently, during this massive health crisis, our government fired thousands of healthcare workers. We live in a jurisdiction where our public education system, you know, introduces gender confusion and encourages the mutilation of children. We live in a jurisdiction where corporations are having their payrolls subsidized by taxpayer dollars to employ people who just came here to work for them, disincentivizing them to be able to hire. Like, I've got people complaining everywhere. It's like, you know, my kids can't get a job in this town because they don't get government subsidies for their wages like the foreign workers do. Like, you look at these policies and all these ridiculous things that are going on in our province, and everyone just seems to be going along with it. And, you know, yeah, we're in the middle of election, and you can't even get the other candidates to come out and talk in public about these things. It's quite alarming. And the apathy that I see, like, you nailed it, like, the disengagement, people don't seem to be really caring about it. And I don't understand why, because I see, you know, I see the impact that it's having on people, and maybe they're just so numb, right? Like, and this isn't just a British Columbian thing. You look, it seems like every week there's a scandal within the federal government that just a few short years ago would have brought the federal government down. And now it's just like, okay, on to the next news cycle. So whether people have just become so numb that, apathy and nihilism are just defense mechanisms because they don't have the bandwidth to deal with the ridiculousness anymore, I'm not sure. But, you know, I would encourage people to engage, to pay attention, And there's a lot of people that I run into, friends of mine included, right? They're just like, I'm not voting for you. I'm not voting for anyone. I refuse to participate. And it's like, okay, well, we've seen throughout history, if we continue on this trajectory, at some point you're going to be forced to participate. So, I would encourage you to re-engage.
How important is it for people to vote for the candidate instead of the party?
I think it's very important. We've been using these teams a long time, and I think what's transpired in our country and in our province over the last few years has exposed that the teams, you know, maybe captured operations and not working for the constituents' best interest. That's not to say that there aren't good people in the parties. I would do it on an individual basis, right? And right now we've seen, you know, with the amalgamation of the Liberals and the Conservatives, they've released a lot of Liberals back out into the wild that are running as independents. So not all independents. So just because the candidate's an independent doesn't mean they're the best candidate. I would judge each person by their fruits, right? And the thing that's so exciting right now is you've got, you know, in a few ridings anyways, like down here in Boundary Similkameen, myself, Kootenay Central, Corinne Morey, who helped develop the healthcare platform for the British Columbia Conservatives and who has been taking the fight to them for the last 3.5 years, Roger Harrington in Penticton-Summerland, Sherry Roy. These are the ones that I know because these are the ones that have been fighting for British Columbians for the last 3.5 years. They didn't just start with this election, right? Corinne and myself are fired emergency nurses. And we see what's going on within BC healthcare, and we've been trying to expose it to the public. So you've got people that are fighting for you. You've got people that are willing to storm the beach for you. All you have to do is ask them, right? We've been doing it for free for the last 3.5 years anyway, right? We're not going anywhere. This is the things that we see happening in our province. It's killing British Columbians, right? The leading cause of death from 15 to 59-year-olds is opium overdose. And the government's response is to dump an unprecedented amount of narcotics on the street under the guise of safe supply. We've seen this throughout history. It's called an opium war, right? We just seem to be waging it on our own population. Like, these things that are happening, there's a reason why people are starting to get involved and say significant change needs to come. So, you know, as far as being able to determine who the best candidate is, they've done a pretty good job of keeping this low key and us out of the public eye. Like, I had a meet and greet in Grand Forks yesterday and people coming up and it's like, yeah, I just heard about this today. I didn't even know you were running. We are at a distinct disadvantage when it comes to advertising dollars and brand recognition and things like that. But moving forward, I think you should vote for the best person in your riding, whether they're an independent or whether they're a party member. Because like I said, there's good people fighting everywhere, and you should choose the best one. Unfortunately, you have to hear them to be able to determine, you know, the quality of their character. And I would encourage people, you know, because there's a lot of promises being made right now. There's a lot of money being thrown around right now. You know, you can say a lot of things. I think we will know them by their fruits. And are you happy with what they've done over the last 3 years? So.
We're hearing there's mechanisms being used in this BC election that have been linked to fraudulent elections in other jurisdictions. What's the best way for people to vote if they want their vote to count?
That's a very good question, Jim. I'm voting on election day. I've been on several meetings with scrutineers from Alberta that have been engaging with groups here talking about serious concerns that they had during their last provincial election and the cheating that went on there and all these things. And I just, you look at, you know, throughout history, we've done it. You show up, you vote at the place you're supposed to vote, and the ballots are counted by people, and it happens that that's the way we've done it. And you look at all these things that have been introduced, the mail-in ballots, the Vote Anywhere app, the electronic tabulators, and several days of advanced pollings where there's no way you can have scrutineers, like the army of scrutineers that would be required to scrutinize these things. There's a reason why there are scrutineers, right? And you look at this, and it's like, can you have confidence in this? And that's a question that I can't ask, right? Like, these changes that have been made do not increase integrity, they decrease it. So I think one has to ask themselves, why have these measures been taken? And they'll give you, oh, it's just to make it easier to vote. And yeah, they always have good excuses for the things that they do, whether they're the actual reasons or not. Yeah, I'll leave you to judge, but you look at the framework that we have now, and I think its integrity is in question.
You could be the lone voice in the legislature standing up for the people, the strategic vote for BC in Boundary Similkameen. How important is it for people to get out and vote for you?
I think it's very important, and not just me, right? I get it. There was years I always felt it was my duty to vote, and I would show up, and there was a few times there where I just destroyed the ballot, right? I didn't think anyone deserved my vote, but I showed up. You know, what we see happening right now in a few ridings across this province is you've got people that are dedicated to making change and are willing to fight for you. And I think, yeah, I think you'd be remiss if you didn't support them, right? If if you're going along with the narrative and you think everything's cool and you like what's happening, then yeah, support the legacy parties that brought us here. But if you're looking around and you see problems and you would like to see some change, I would, I'd say vote for the agents of change that have been fighting this fight for a while now.
We'll have more with Sean Taylor right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with independent candidate Sean Taylor. Sean, because you've worked as a paramedic and as a nurse, what do you feel we need to do to get the healthcare system back into a healthy state?
Healthcare is pretty top heavy, right? There's a lot of rent seekers there that just, they find their little niche and people building little empires and stuff like that. And it takes away from frontline resources. We've got redundant bureaucracies and mouse layers of healthcare. There's the throttling that's occurring with Bill 36 and the disincentivization of people to move here to work is exacerbating these critical staff shortages that we're seeing too. Bill 36 has got to go. I think that's the first and foremost. Also, I think it's an incredible time for healthcare. What we've witnessed over the last few years, I think we're beginning to see the change in allopathic medicine. There's suppressed modalities and technologies and medications that have been coming to light over the last little bit, and people are starting to look at healthcare differently. I think this Rockefeller system that we've been on for the last, you know, several decades, I think is about to change rapidly, and I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be better for Canadians, and how that transformation takes place and at what pace remains to be seen. It's a very it's a $1 trillion industry, right? So there's going to be a lot of mayhem along the way as they struggle to maintain the grip on the money, but I'm quite excited about the about the changes we see coming on the horizon.
How is the best way for people to keep in contact with you and follow you?
Like you mentioned, I've got a Facebook page. I've got a YouTube page. On my website, SeanTaylor.ca. I'd also like to say it's probably not a very good political move, but there was a lot of people that were coerced into healthcare decisions that they didn't want to make over the last few years. And there is amazing doctors and scientists all over the world that are working on detoxification programs and protocols and supplementation to be able to mitigate some of the adverse health consequences that people have been experiencing. I've got a resource page on my website, and I would encourage anyone who's having health difficulties right now to check it out, and they might find some resources there that they find helpful.
Sean, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. We'll see on the 19th how this goes. It's kind of a black box to me. I'm getting support from places that I didn't think I would and places that I thought I would. I'm not getting support, and it seems like things are in shift right now. I'm curious to see how this works out.
My guest has been Sean Taylor. He's an independent candidate running for MLA in the riding of Boundaries Similkameen. The BC election is being held this Saturday, October 19th. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you so much for listening. We're on YouTube at Talk Digital Network. You can send questions for our guests or for us to info@howstreet.com. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on the Goddard Report and TalkDigitalNetwork.com are an expression of opinion only. The Goddard Report is available online and mobile at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. The Goddard Report is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.